7:20 on a Monday morning. We are at November the 7th, just about 6 weeks or so away from a Christmas, and we're getting into the time of year where we can talk about the holidays. Joining us right now from the Salvation Army is Don Pavic. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Great to be here.
Oh, thanks for coming in. You brought a kettle with you from the Salvation Army. I thought you were carrying a lantern when you were coming in the door, but...
Now, some people think when I walk around with that, that it's a carry journal, but it really it isn't. It is a mini kettle for the Salvation Army.
Yeah, they're doing things. They've added another thing this year. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But first of all, let's talk about the Salvation Army. This is the time of year where they raise most of their money, and they do so just from the generosity of people, of the townspeople. Like you and I and everybody else, the Salvation Army's been around forever. It may be one of the oldest charitable organizations in the world, tell us about the Salvation Army and what they do and why you've joined in.
Well, I brought some notes along here. You know, the Salvation Army is one of the largest Christian faith-based social service organizations in the region. It actually started, as you said, way back in 1886.
Wow.
It has really been around a long time. Last year, the Salvation Army helped 238 families in crisis and over 700 children. And all of this was done through the Red Kettle campaign, which we've had over at Cub Foods and over at Family Fair. And all that is done through volunteers, and that's where the nuts and bolts are. Volunteers, finding bell ringers. And Jeff, I don't know if you've ever rang the bell.
I ring it every year.
You do. It is just a wonderful, that's how I got started. I was a mentor at Bethel Church for a confirmant, and they have a program where a mentor and mentee do some program together. Well, we together went and rang the bell, and we had so much fun that I started encouraging people of, you know, church groups and people to bring their... The ideal thing, Jeff, is to have kids. You know, somebody like I brought my grandkid one time, and if you want to bring a grandchild or whatever and go there and ring a bell, ideally, if you have a little music, you can play a little Christmas songs. I, of course, am so shy and bashful. I like to sing some Christmas songs as I'm standing there and ringing the bell. And it's so gratifying, you know. So I put out a plea to everyone. Gosh, if you have some time, you can go online and volunteer to ring a bell. You will receive back much more than you give.
Absolutely, and it you're right about that. I've seen Don out there with his grandkids in the past. I've rung the bell every year for quite a few years, number of years now. And it's just fun to do. You feel like you're doing a good thing, which you are doing a good thing. Get into the Christmas spirit, wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and it just leaves you with a good feeling. And it's only for a couple of hours. The shifts are 2 hours long, folks, so it's not like you're going to be out there forever. Yeah. We have been very fortunate this year to have warmer than normal temperatures sometimes, and this December maybe it will be cold, but you bundle up, have some hot chocolate or coffee, and it's a great time.
And actually, the first day of bell ringing is this Saturday, so it's kicking off. I know that you're going to have Jim Dale here on Thursday to give more of a detail on that, but this Saturday is the first day of bell ringing, and they're actually even looking for some bell ringers. It's going to be pretty nice weather, so, but you know, it's actually kind of fun when it gets cold out, and for people like you or I, Jeff, it's really kind of fun because, you know, we know a lot of people, and it's just so much fun to greet people and talk to them. And, oh, I've been out at Cub, and I've carried groceries out to people, and I've gotten stipends back. I had a lady give me some venison, a package of venison meat. She's thanking me for doing it. And she says, what can I do for you? And I said, oh, just a smile and a few kind words. Well, she reached in her car and gave me a package of venison meat.
And we're going to have more, as you mentioned, with Jim about the bell ringing in a few days. Let's focus on something new that you brought in here. It's a mini kettle. Tell us about that.
Well, I think it's a very unique opportunity. And I threw my hat in the ring and I told Jim that I would take care of it. And what we're planning on doing is we got these mini kettles and we're going to locate them all over town. And I didn't realize how easy it would be to have businesses agree to have them. We're going to have probably up to 20 of them. And I have already secured about 14 places. I mean, nobody has said no. I mean, and what it's going to be is just a mini kettle. It'll be sitting at L&M Bar or Don's or Quick Trip. And I've got a lot of places that have already agreed. Tanzelwald, Hideaway, Northfield Golf Club, Culver's, L&M Bar, Flaherty's, Don's, Firehouse Liquor, Quarterback, Rare Pair, Community Resource, all the banks have agreed, Merchants Bank, and they'll have these kettles sitting there. And, of course, every one of them have said, well, we want to do it, but we'd love to have you come and ring a bell at our door one day. So I've been kind of committing myself to do that. But they're kind of a unique thing. They're a little mini kettle, and it's a brand-new program, and the beauty would be is if I get a call that the kettle is full, and that would be really wonderful. So
hopefully you have the busiest holiday season that you'll ever have.
Yeah, well, exactly. And like I said, my name will be on the bottom. So if anybody has, and I reach out to any business that I haven't talked to as yet, if you would like a kettle in your facility or in your business, please give me a call. And I'll be happy to line you up and get a kettle over to you. I'm going to start distributing these kettles sometime this week. And they're kind of cute, and they'll sit on the counter. For the business, there's really nothing you have to do. Just the kettle will just sit there. And, so hopefully somebody will win the big jackpot, and maybe they'll put in a few dollars.
You know, the kettle, they are, it's about 6 inches high. They're round, and maybe the kettle part of it, it's on a little base, but the whole thing is not more than a foot high and about 6 inches in diameter or so. So it'll fit nicely if you have a business out there, just on a counter or something, somewhere close by. I would imagine that where you check out would be a good time, where people have, their wallets and everything out at that point. But, yeah, what a great idea. I think people... I think you're going to be surprised at how generous people are.
And Jeff, I'm hoping to in a few weeks, maybe I'll come in and give a little update of how the kettle. I might have numbers on them, and then we'll be able to track which facilities are doing the best.
Mm-hmm.
For one, I went out to Dawn's bar in Dundas, and she was so excited about it. She said, I'll put her right here in the middle. And she says, people get pay their bill, get some change, and, they got their own ideas on how they'll be able to promote it. I says, wow, that's great. I don't know who come up with the idea, but I'm just excited about it. I think it's just wonderful.
A great idea, and the Salvation Army does so many wonderful things right here in Rice County. They have, I don't know if you have brought a list or what all they do, but I know, that in emergency situations, the Salvation Army is there to help out.
Yeah. And I should have mentioned that this is the Rice County Salvation Army, which includes Faribault, Lonsdale, and Northfield. And the budget this year is they hope to increase by 30% and raise $100,000. And some of that is done... there's a campaign also as part of it that I'm not involved in where some businesses donate funds, just give dollars. But I'll just really quickly read this, Jeff. Rice County Salvation Army has programs for young people, which include 600 backpacks for school kids, a shoe program for 40 youngsters of school age, no-charge camping programs, a shop with a cop program where local law enforcement personnel shop with 24 elementary school gym for winter clothing. And they also assist with feeding programs within the community. They work very closely with the CAC, which I think is one of the most wonderful organizations. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. I just want to encourage anyone, please, please. You know, my volunteerism is aging itself now. But I think that anyone who's interested in, you know, just give some time and sign up to Ring a Bell. And anyway, thank you so much, yeah. Jeff, for allowing me to be here this morning.
Well, Don, thank you so much for coming in. It's a great program. I'm glad that you're in charge of it because you're the guy who gets that stuff done. So, and we can call on you when the kettle gets pulled. Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. Great program, folks out there. Look for the small red kettles at a countertop or somewhere in a place that you shop. And if you got a few bucks, give a few bucks. Don, thanks again.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Don Pavic, once again from the Salvation Army. 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.